Chapter 23. The Dinner Mystery. Thomas was lazily relaxing around his house one day when the phone rang. He answered, and it was his friend Dane, whom he worked with. Dane was having a group of friends and family over on the weekend for a dinner party and invited Thomas. He happily accepted the invitation. Dane explained that his eccentric entertainer cousin was coming to town and was going to practice a new show on them. He didn't know what was in store, but it was supposed to be very exciting. Thomas was looking forward to the event. After a week went by, the date arrived. Thomas drove over to Dane's house and arrived right on time. Thomas was surprised he was the only one there besides Dane and his eccentric cousin. The entertainer introduced himself as Marco the Magnificent. He started asking questions about Thomas's personal life, his personality, his job, and everything. Thomas would try to hear more about Marco, but Marco was only interested in Thomas. The rest of the attendees arrived after having gotten drinks together down the street. Dane had ordered a large meal for everyone to enjoy. There was roasted chicken, mashed potatoes, vegetables, various salads, and more. Thomas dug into his meal immediately, as did the rest of the group. They all ate and talked to one another about the usual subjects. Marco stayed strangely focused on Thomas. Thomas was happy to entertain the man, but confused all the same. After dinner was finished, Dane started to clear the plates. Thomas went into the kitchen and helped. He asked Dane about Marco, but Dane didn't have much to say. He kept smiling suspiciously, though. Thomas finished cleaning the dishes up and went to the bathroom. While he was in there, he heard a scream downstairs. Thomas called out to see what was wrong and got no response. He finished up and went back downstairs. The lights were off. Everyone was in a panic. On his way down the stairs, he tripped over something heavy. The lights came back on, revealing Thomas over the Marco's body. Everyone looked at Thomas, horrified. He jumped to his feet. One woman pointed at Thomas and shouted, "What have you done? What have you done to our cousin?" Thomas shook his head and tried to explain. Dane came out from the kitchen and looked terrified as well. Thomas threw his hands up and started to protest. "I swear I just came down from the bathroom. I don't even know what happened. It wasn't me." Dane shook his head. His mouth hung open. He said he was going to call the police. He pulled out the phone and dialed a number. Thomas looked like he was about to faint when another phone rang in the house. It was Marco's. Dane answered it and stood up, smiling at Thomas. Two cameramen came in the room from around the wall. Marco smiled and gave Thomas a hug.
"I'm sorry, Thomas. You seem like a good guy. I just hope you can rest easy knowing you aren't a murderer and you're going to be featured on the hottest new reality show out there, Pranked.